Chapter 1. Taking Ourselves Too Seriously. I am the only one of the Lord's prophets left. I have been very zealous for the Lord God Almighty. 1 Kings chapter 18, verse 22. Chapter 19, verse 14. There is no limit to how far a person can go, as long as he doesn't care who gets the credit for it. A plaque on President Ronald Reagan's desk. A measure of pride is essential to our self-esteem, emotional well-being, and good mental health. It is what gives us a sense of self-worth and dignity, which God wants each of us to have. We need to take ourselves seriously to some extent. But pride can push this too far, as when we begin to take ourselves too seriously. In Chapter 2, we will look at the good side of pride, its advantages to us, and why it is not always bad. In this chapter, however, we will examine pride as it is generally understood in the Bible. As I said before, the Bible has nothing good to say about pride. Pride in Scripture is always that which is suspect and to be avoided. It is disdained. It is assumed in the Bible as arrogance, haughtiness, smugness, a feeling of superiority over others, insolence, overbearingness, superciliousness, narcissism, vainglory, conceit, egotism, vanity, and self-importance. Pride is the opposite of humility, modesty, and meekness. St. Augustine, AD 354 to 430, said that pride is the love of one's own excellence. People like Aristotle, 384 to 322 BC, and George Bernard Shaw, AD 1856 to 1950, saw pride as a profound virtue. I often quote myself, said Shaw. It adds spice to my conversation. He also said, few people think more than two or three times a year. I have made an international reputation for myself by thinking once or twice a week. Most religions of the world, certainly Christianity, see pride as a sin. There are two Greek words relevant here. Alatsan, as in James chapter 4, verse 16, 1 John chapter 2, verse 16, Romans chapter 1, verse 30, refers to one who makes more of himself than reality.